The Chartis Center for Rural Health released an analysis of both the House and Senate versions of the replacement bill Wednesday. Chartis is a national firm that provides strategic and economic planning services to some of the largest healthcare providers in the country. According to the group's findings, if Congress follows through with the proposed cuts to Medicaid, rural health care providers could lose nearly $1.5 billion of revenue per year. This comes at a time when 41% of rural hospitals are already operating with budget deficits, and many others have closed due to financial strain. The continued loss of revenue, according to the Chartis report, could result in additional closures, leaving rural Americans with fewer options when it comes to health care. But the impact of rural health systems is larger than access to treatment, the report says. It's also economic. If the Senate's version of the bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would pass, the Chartis Center estimates 34,000 community and healthcare jobs would be lost. States that expanded Medicaid, like West Virginia, are estimated to experience nearly twice that number. West Virginia Senators Shelley Moore Capito and Joe Manchin have both said that they have concerns over the bill's impacts on West Virginia. The actions by the Republican majority this week likely means the bill will see changes before being put to a final vote in the Senate. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.